This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Wildlife rescue organizations are helping starving sea lion pups on the Central Coast as natural conditions continue to reduce the food supply. As KCBX reporter Daniel Park explains, while this year is bad for the animals, statistics show it is getting better.
As of Sunday, more than 143 sea lions, mostly pups, were rescued along the California coast this year. The pups are experiencing difficulty adapting to warmer than average water temperatures and erratic El Nino conditions. Nicole Minadio is with the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago and says the reason so many of the pups are stranded is that food sources are currently hard to find.
Mothers are having to go further out to find food for the pups, and so that's causing a lot of these sea lions pups to be starving, they're stranding.
Organizations like the Shedd, Santa Barbara-based Channel Island Marine and Wildlife Institute, and the Marine Mammal Center are working to rescue these young mammals. The Shedd says 40 have been rescued in just the past 2 weeks. While these numbers may seem high, they are better than last year's record strandings. According to NOAA, last year 1,200 emaciated and dying sea lion pups washed up statewide in the first 2 months alone. This was a huge spike compared to the 68 found in the same period the year before. Dr. Kara Field with the Marine Mammal Center says the Central Coast sees most of the strandings because of nearby breeding grounds. Field says she's not sure whether this year's lower numbers are signaling the start of an overall trend.
It's impossible to predict what's going to happen in the next few months as more of these animals approach weaning age, so it's very possible that we'll continue to see larger numbers strand in the future.
Dr. Field says water temperature and prey availability will play a big role in how this cycle plays out. Daniel Park, KCBX News.